La Cage aux Folles, roughly translated, means Cage of the Mad Women, but it's better known as a musical by Harvey Fierstein and Jerry Herman that opened in 1983 on Broadway. This weekend, it finishes a run at Thalian Hall. So WHQR talked with two of the actors about why a show that broke precedent 37 years ago, telling a story about a gay couple grappling with straight world expectation, is still relevant in 2020.
I've been here since Jesus was a baby.
That's Jeff Phillips, who plays one of the leads. Audiences have seen him in Wilmington musicals for years.
Sweeney Todd, Secret Garden.
Hairspray. Colin Moss has a long list of TV credits, including One Tree Hill, Dawson's Creek, Secrets and Lies, Eastbound and Down. Those Canada Dry commercials in which he plays...
It's an ambiguously European guru who sings the praises of Canada Dry ginger ale with lemonade as a means of achieving nirvana and calmness, which we know can be found in soft drinks.
Both of them are in La Cage aux Folles at Thalian Hall. Jeff Phillips explains the show this way.
If you've seen the movie The Birdcage with Robin Williams and Nathan Lane, this is the musical in which that was based on. And it is about, at the heart, about two young kids, Jean-Michel and Anne, who want to get married. And like all young people, they have to let the in-laws meet. Her dad, Anne's dad, is an ultra-conservative politician, played by Tony Rivenbark, with a very ultra-conservative, high-strung socialite mother, played by Sylvain Yates. They have to meet Georges and Alban, a gay couple that own a drag bar. That's the most successful business in Saint-Tropez. And Alban just happens to be the star named Zaza, who is the most famous drag queen in the area. The beautiful part about this script is that you read it today and you think it was written today.
La Cage has enjoyed at least two major revivals. This show, it broke precedent and set a precedent when it first opened in the early 1980s.
Correct. So 1983, it opens on Broadway. So it's Jerry Herman, Harvey Fierstein. So Jerry Herman had already had a lot of success with Mame and Hello Dolly and was sort of looking for his next big hit. It just started breaking box office records at the Palace Theater, won the Tony Award for Best Musical. And it's the only musical that, when the revivals come back to Broadway, have won the Best Tony Award for Musical Revival.
Why does it keep winning awards with each revival?
The theme of family and love and inclusion, I think, doesn't die. There's no expiration date on that. The struggles with self-acceptance and accepting the differences in those who you love and everything, that'll always ring true.
As a gay married man who is sort of navigating a new social dynamic, a new legal dynamic since 2012, you know, I find a lot of sort of the emotional resonancy very applicable to my own life. I never thought that I would have the opportunity to do the show and much less be able to sort of sing this, what has become a cultural anthem for the LGBT community.
It's a beautiful moment and it's brought me to tears.
That's writer Harvey Fierstein singing the part Jeff Phillips is playing at Thalian Hall. La Cage aux Folles finishes its run this weekend with three more performances, tonight and two shows on Saturday. For WHQR, I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn.
And so, if I love each other as we smile.